the Entitled Show.
I got a broke mic.
the earbud pulled out, so now he's having to hold it.
That sucks.
It pulled out before he was finished.
So. You gotta pull out sometime.
Yeah. Q, not here again.
Bastard.
Damn him.
Bastard.
Damn him to hell.
Go by Pizza Hut and order like a bunch of shit so I have to cook it. Just aggravate the hell out of it.
Order a bunch of pizzas and then not pick them up.
Yeah. That would be funny. That would be funny.
Yes, I'd like 20 pizzas with nothing but extra sausage.
Extra meat.
I'd like pineapple on everything.
Yeah.
Is he allergic to anything? We can make him put that on it.
Oh, that, you know, that spray, that garlic spray?
Oh, he's allergic to that?
No, he sprayed it in his face one time. Dude, check this. We were going to play paintball one the weekend. We all had to work that night, me, Chris, and Richard. And I got off before him, and I was getting out of the truck, and he was sitting there. I was like, what are you doing? I thought you got off at like 11. Well, you know that garlic spray? I heard if you spray it in your face, you'll puke. So I did it. And it worked. So I got off early. Dumbass.
Fuck your lord.
Dumbass sprayed it in his face, went to the bathroom, puked. That was phenomenal.
That was...
He's walking around rubbing his eyes the whole night because he sprayed it in his eyes.
How stupid can you be? Oh, well, look who we're talking about.
You're right.
I'm right. See, that's what happens when you try to get free help. They never show up. They'd rather be doing something stupid.
You're right.
Now we ought to call Pizza Hut and say, we want Chris. Oh, crap. Q.
Q?
Yeah. Bone. Well, this last week has been crazy for me trying to figure out why in the hell, by basically a web nanny, we were classified as having sexual content. Our school has a program called a WebSense on the server, and the Board of Education decides what category of website they want blocked. Wow, you moving that mic is really starting to irritate me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here. While I'm talking, I'll try to get the other one out. But, basically...
Oh, we're good right now. Hang on. I've got it. I'm out of drinks, so I ain't gotta move it no more.
But basically, the school board decides what categories of website need to be blocked, and WebSense determines which website goes in what category.
And guess what we're in?
Somehow or another, we got classified under sex. So when the new database came out, when the new database came out last Friday, we were under sex category. But
do you see us banging anything on here?
What made me mad was, there's nothing but guys on here.
For real. Are you serious?
So...
We're not gay, I swear.
Being that there's only guys on here, that's a little gay.
Yeah? Are you calling us gay?
A little gay?
Do y'all think we're gay?
Who here honestly thinks we're gay? Put your hand down.
Bastard.
I was talking to you. Why are you trying to play yourself off? Damn, this wire is really kicking my ass. I'm sitting here trying to untangle this mess of wire and it's not working. Son of a cracker.
Hey, this is an uncensored show.
There it goes. Okay, I got it.
Yeah!
But because of the school's technical department, we were able to get the site unblocked just for our school.
Woo!
Email WebSense and tell them, hey, you bastards, you're costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars. No, they're not.
Yeah. You think I'd still be on the show if we're making that much money?
Yeah, you would be in the Air Force. You wouldn't be signing up for the damn Air Force.
No, I wouldn't.
Hold on. I'm about to unplug you.
No.
I'm about to unplug you. Hold on.
No.
Okay, now you're back.
All right, I can't hear myself.
I know
that's up.
Your headset should still be on.
Yeah, it works okay. Still can't hear myself too good, but
you'll live.
I'll live to the commercial break.
Yeah. What I hate about that is that there's too much wind goes through that thing.
You're right. Well, if I farted, you'd hear it a mile away.
We got something we could put over it later during the break, but...
I'll fix these during the break.
No, you won't, I will.
Oh, I know how to fix stuff. I work on cars, bitch.
Okay, then rebuild my alternator.
Okay.
But WebSense, we told them that they're costing us all this money because they're wrongfully characterizing our website.
Amen.
Get an email from them today, exactly today, saying that we're sorry for the inconvenience. We have discovered that your website shares an IP address with a porn website.
So we're porno.
And the bad thing is that when I traced the IP address that is shared, it went back to yahoo.com.
What the hell? So you can still get on that junk.
I mean, what?
Huh?
What?
What?
So now, if you have WebSense, we're known as streaming audio, and we're under that category. So if your school or your business has WebSense, and they block the category of streaming audio, couldn't think of it for a second, then starting next Monday, you won't be able to access the site anymore. Unless you can talk to your technical department about unblocking us.
Are you good at your own damn house?
Well, we are coming up with ways of getting by that. Somebody gave us the suggestion of opening a tripod account. That was real, folks.
Yeah.
Opening up a tripod account with a website that will link our downloads to our regular site. Because the tripod sites, they don't get characterized by WebSense. Because they're a part of Tripod.
Oh.
And Tripod is characterized as a search engine because it's a part of Lycos.
Oh. All these technical terms.
So if we're able to do that, then we will have a way to get around it. So you guys can play great games.
Woo!
All 7 of them that are on there.
I looked at them the other day, actually.
Wait a minute, let's go to the page. How many of them are there?
There's like 5.
Woo! I got an email. Woo! I got an email. Oh, let's see. Arcade. Let's see here. 6 games. I was right. Wow. And also, you notice the skate team has been replaced with TUS Music.
Oh, that one. When was this on here?
That started yesterday because no one was interested doing a skate team. Let me point out what the skate team was about. It was about people skating and recording themselves. It wasn't about a bunch of us getting together and skating. It was about people skating, recording themselves skating, so I could put it on the website.
And get exposure.
And get exposure. Nice. No more Pepsi for you, mister. Pepsi for you, mister.
Indigestion.
But if you look at the TUS Music, we got a couple of banners from some bands that we like. And if you have a band and you want it on there, just let us know and we'll get it on there. Now back to downloading my porn.
Yes, we're up on the website now.
But I must say that after Thursday night, Skating with Celebrities will finally be over.
I have not watched a single fucking episode of that.
It is so fucking addicting, but I am so sick of it.
Do you actually watch it?
I'm so addicted to it that I have to watch it, but I hate it.
I was like addicted to American Idol the first few days, and I'm like, no, can't watch it.
That's exactly what I was about to get into. People keep asking me, why do you not talk about American Idol? It's the biggest topic around. That's exactly why we don't talk about it.
Because everybody talks about it.
We are different, okay? This is stuff you won't find anywhere else.
Because we're stupid.
Yeah. People says, oh, you guys are great. Wow, they must not listen to a lot of radio shows.
You right.
Because there's a whole lot better than... We weren't even in the top 100 radio shows.
Big D and Bubba, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean...
Whoa!
We got beat out by a weatherman.
Who
has his own talk show. I think he was number 237.
What number were we?
We weren't even on the damn chart.
Damn. We suck!
50 listeners. Yeah. Hey, you stole my drink, motherfucker.
Ah.
I thought I said no more Pepsi for you. Here comes the burps.
Ah, they're more so belches.
But I'm one of these people that I only watch during the auditions.
Yeah, I like watching people bust their ass and screw up.
Now, see, we were on the verge of covering at least just the auditions. We were going to even have our own karaoke thing going on here. Until I said, wait a minute, this is gay. This is exactly what everyone else does. And that's not why I do this show. I do not do this show to be like everyone else. Hoo-hoo-hoo. People keep asking me, what is hoo-hoo? I'm going to explain to you what hoo-hoo is. Howard Stern, before he went on to Sirius Satellite Radio, back when I was able to listen to him, he was always going around saying, I invented this, I invented that, Robin. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Tell him, Fred. Hoo-hoo-hoo. And so, now whenever I claim that I've done, that I'm doing something different, that I'm the innovator, we all have to go, hoo-hoo-hoo now.
Okay.
It's like XM Radio has 6 million subscribers. Sirius Satellite Radio has 3 million subscribers. So doing the Howie math, he has his own math system. Doing the Howie math, you know, you want to know how many subscribers XM would have if Sirius Satellite Radio wasn't around? 12 million. There's only 9 million subscribers to Satellite Radio altogether. Where does he get that? If there wasn't Sirius, there would be 12 altogether. Where does he get that?
Did you say it was like 6 and 3?
6 and 3.
That would only be
so doing.
Nine.
So doing the Howie math calculations, if there was no other show on the internet, we would have 3 billion listeners.
We'd be top dog, baby.
Compared to our average of 25 per episode.
Yeah, and rising.
Actually, it's not, because we haven't been adding people to the MySpace. Because no one gets on MySpace anymore. But we're going to talk about the downfall of MySpace coming up. It's coming. It's coming. And we're going to explain why we think it's coming in the next couple of minutes. But it's time for our first break.
Woo!
Are you ready for this?
Give me a breather.
Okay, this band we're about to play, want to remind you that May Day Parade, this song for May Day Parade, March 18th, they're going to be at the Beta Bar with Chasing Victory in Tallahassee, Florida. Now, go to May Day Parade, they're trying to get onto the Warped Tour. But in order to do that, you have to go to battleofthebands.com/Mayday Parade and listen to their songs. And I guess, I'm not sure how it works, most plays, they get a spot on us. On a certain date.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it works. For more information, go to myspace.com/Mayday Parade or go to theuntitledshow.net, which you already are at, because you're listening to this.
No way!
No way! Way.
Way.
So here's a little Mayday Parade for you here on The Untitled Show.
The way to coming off the terrible is it typical? To end like that. Well, it's just another scene from a movie that you've seen 100 times. Cause baby, you were the first or the last or the worst. And I've gone through the blanks in this past with a verse. We can still be close, but frankly, you're not worth it anymore. To say you're rude to all the boys at the top of this table that you're under. Get by. Come on, bro, this time.
Friday, April 28th at 8 p.m., Crazy T's Outdoor Entertainment presents the Due South Band featuring Lee Mullis. Crazy T's located just off Highway 84 West in Dallasville, Georgia. General admission is $10. For more information, call 229-524-1048 or go to dsbandlee.com. Welcome back to the Untitled Show. That was Chasing Victory with The Night Your Guardian Fell Asleep.
Damn.
That's actually the first time I listened to that song.
I've never listened to that song.
Oh my god.
Yet.
No more Pepsi for you. But it comes to find out that it's been brought to my attention that we have competition.
Wow. Yeah, some competition.
There's a show south of New York City called the Untitled Friday Night Show.
Oh, you lame off-spin.
Now, I was tipped off by a listener about this, and he said that they have three guys, one that sounds weirdly like me.
That's creepy.
One that acts like Donnie over here. And one that talks, looks, and acts like Michael. Who's not on the show anymore.
What the hell?
Now, from what he said, that they've only been around since January. So, we were obviously the first ones around. Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Spinoff.
So, and they have no website. So, the only difference is that they're on AM radio. They're actually on radio. We're on the internet, so we have no way of listening to their show.
Suck.
So,
No threat to us down here.
As we watch Perfect Pair on Fuse, because we're texting random couples of names to see if we can get them on air.
Yeah.
We're trying to send untitledshow.net.
We're trying to get exposure.
And it almost worked, and then they kind of sent back a thing. Wait a minute. Hey.
I put untitled as one of the names and show as the other.
Well, we need the .net, you know. We need the untitled and then show.net and another one.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and work on it, but, yeah, it's just stupid that what was it? What were we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, Offspin.
Offspin?
Yeah.
Our competitor. Oh, beautiful.
Why you gotta Man, beautiful.
Here.
Beautiful. Wow, I'm not gonna be able to pay attention trying to type this crap in.
For real. So it's my turn. Yes.
Yeah, it's your turn.
I'm lead man. Nutrition facts for this one serving size can of Pepsi. Amount: calories 150% of your daily value.
I typed in pain. You're supposed to type in pear.
Damn, she fine. She's ugly. That's creepy.
No one knows what you're watching.
So, it's a video.
It's a music video.
And these guys have black shit all over them.
Okay, I'm typing in the untitled show.
I want to see it get on.
If it gets on, we'll be able to see when it gets on, because
we're sitting there watching this shit.
Yeah.
Angela and Phil.
Yeah. We're sitting... Okay, this is very boring for the listeners.
Mia and Joelle. They are 41%
okay,
match.
Okay, pair space the entitled space show.net.
Yeah.
Let's send it, see if they'll take it. They probably get hundreds of these a minute, so yeah. The odds of it getting on are very slim. It'll probably come back air, not working, because the first one needs, the first letter of each name needs to become, whoa, read, ah, 71%, this,
holy shit,
listen to this. This is love booming.
Look, monkey love.
Aw, this is love booming with bass.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best and worst of each other, yours to be had. Just remember, dress your kids smartly.
Yeah.
So untitled Friday night show, wear your schmuck.
Yeah. Oh,
holy
shit.
Crap, I accidentally hit the wrong button. We're sitting here. Okay, let's see. Let's just breathe off the next couple there.
Sarah Angel.
Let's see here. Who's the next one coming up here? Hurry up! Okay, here we go. Corey and Emily. 65% Emily will love you for the geek you are. Emily dreams of only you.
Lame.
Amanda Logan. 29%. Maybe you can still be enemies. You can't, Amanda. What the hell?
That made no sense.
Jimmy Caitlin. 79%. You dream at night of your bungalow on the beach. What? Zach Madison, 35%. Wow, that went away fast. I hate the end of videos. Okay, let's see. New video should start.
This is fucking weird.
It's
Superwoman. Or Kid.
Super Kid. We're watching the Monsters video for a Matchbook Romance. Yes, we know this is Fuse, and we know that it's perfect pair.
The little hearty things.
Oh my god, this is a wedding video. If it shows up during a wedding music video...
I'm gonna laugh.
Oh my god. Who the hell is this? If it's Madonna, I'm turning the channel. Oh, Panic at the Disco. Oh. I write sins, not tragedies.
She's fine. I'd pound her.
That's a dude. Dustin and Amber. 75%.
Okay, let's go on to something else.
No, I want to see the entitled show and show dot. Oh, damn, that made no sense. Okay, we're totally just wasting time. In case you can't tell,
holy, people come out some of the creepiest freaking videos.
This is the soonest we've ever come out with a second episode, so we really don't have any material. Normally we wait 3 weeks to get a new show out, but we're
so damn bored.
I know. What did we wait? We waited, what, not even 2 weeks. Did we?
My birthday's on the 26th.
That's very nice.
I had to throw something out there, come on!
Yeah, we're sitting here watching Perfect Pair, and Jordan and Cody, what? I'm hoping Jordan is...
that's what I'm thinking. Or hope
I was about to say there are no girls named Jordan, but I was like, wait a minute, yes sir.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there are. The girl named Jordan in our school is hot.
Donald.
A dudette. I hope she doesn't listen to this. Actually, I know that. Wow, 5%. You both lose.
Yeah.
You both lose your own. Carrie and Shannon, no wonder. Two women. I know Carly's loving this part of us just sitting here and just watching Fuse. She's like the biggest critic, even though she loves every episode.
Yeah. We didn't let her watch it this time.
Well, she's with soccer, so. She plays soccer. Ooh.
The European sport.
No, over there it's football. Over here it's soccer.
Well, football.
We had to call it soccer because we already had football, so.
Yeah.
We were kind of like, meh. Amanda and Vince, 19%. Game over. Hoo hoo hoo. It's all about the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since we're on soccer, man.
Yeah, since we're on soccer, what?
I gotta talk about that dumbest shit I've ever heard in my freaking life.
We'll talk about it while I'm watching this.
Dude, check this. Me and my friend, we were like watching soccer. I mean, like, Spanish soccer. If you ever watch Spanish soccer, you know these guys get nuts when they get close to going to goal. And they like go bonkers if they score. They like, they hold goal for like 30 minutes. They're like, goal! And they hold for like 30 minutes.
Damn, video's over.
Man, anyway.
No plug for us.
Anyway. This guy was going on goals. Like, I don't believe it. And he goes, I promise, he goes, blah, 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 goal! I was like, I looked at my friend, I was like, did he just say blah, blah, blah? We was just that. It was like the craziest. I gotta get a recording that let y'all hear that crap. Y'all so funny.
Well.
Let's get back on topic.
Walk away from that one.
Yeah, let's get back on topic.
Just walk away from
slowly.
That one.
Slowly.
Just step away from the car scene. From the crash site. Just step.
Hey, man. Those are some stupid commercials. These
PSP commercials?
Yes.
Hey, don't be knocking PSP.
I'm not knocking PSP, I'm knocking their damn commercials.
But the show, episode 9 was delayed because of an email that I received from a one dirty Mexican.
Marino!
Dirty Mexican sent me a threatening email, and it says... Okay, let me get it here. It says... I'm the person not to be fucking with. I know you're trying to go out with. Beep. Don't make me mad. Well, motherfuck. I guess I better stay away from...
No!
Not.
Just listen, back off,
that's
man.
That's the same motherfucker that threatened to kill himself over a girl.
Retard.
I mean, come the fuck on. I mean... And now he has this obsession with MySpace about being on people's top 8.
What?
You've never seen a MySpace page, have you?
Never in my life.
Well, damn, you're just giving off gas like crazy.
No, man, it's Pepsi.
I told you, no more Pepsi! Hey, no more Pepsi, good day. Okay, I'm about to show you a top 8, what a top 8 looks like while I'm getting emails like crazy. Okay, let me open up my page, myspace.com/BobTheWhopperMan. Gotta give a nice plug for that one.
Yeah.
Like, no one that listens to the show doesn't know. Okay. So you get friends on your profile, and you choose your top 8 friends, and they show up on your page like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, David has an obsession with being in people's top 8.
Oh, okay.
And he went to... Well, we can't say any names, damn it. I'm sure she'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
And he was like, why am I not on your top 8? She said, only my close personal friends are. And he was like, well, put me on your top 8. She was like, no. So he said, you had a friend, now you just lost one. And she came to me all like, I never liked him in the first place.
Whoops.
So now strolling around his friend pages, he's doing the same thing to everybody. Put me on your friends list. Put me on your top 8. Put me on your top 8.
Suck my ball.
He's going to be the reason why
What the hell is that? What the fuck?
We just heard music come out of nowhere. I think that was drunk guy over in the other room.
Get a little porno.
No, that was him. See, there it is again. Yeah, that's him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Wow, look, our show's back on. Wait a minute. That's me. That's me doing that. That's my profile doing that. Oh, never mind. Sorry. But he's going to... Wow, Fallout Boy. But he's going to be one of the... Damn it. Wow, Daryl Ginn. What?
Okay.
Okay, anyway. He's one of these type of people that is going to be the reason why MySpace has to shut down. One of these stalker individuals.
Ooh.
MySpace problem is they got too popular.
Yeah.
MySpace, too popular, too quick. Now they're getting all this promotion and everything like that, so all these stalkers are going on there saying, hey! All these predators going, hey, look at these little kids for the picking. And what they did was, you get these little kids on there, and they would lie about their age so they could get a profile.
Yeah.
Now, you have to be 13 to get a profile, but from the ages 13 to 15, you have to be a friend of that person to actually see their page.
Yeah.
Now, if the girl is an attention whore and just wants to get a bunch of friends, they'll just add anybody. I mean, and now their latest scheme to keep that from happening is making kids under 16 have to send a validation email to their parents.
That's stupid.
I mean, what's to say that they're not going to send it to a separate email address they have?
Amen to that.
I mean, what?
What?
They were better off just letting little kids lie.
For real. I mean, they're going to lie anyway. Just gives them more to lie about.
And it seems like every night that website is down, it never works. There's always something wrong with it. Like the instant messenger on this thing, it has never frickin' worked. It has never worked. MySpace is going to be one of these things 10 years from now we're going to be studying as the shortest trend ever. The shortest fad ever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was weak.
Whoa.
Wow, that bitch got slapped. She does not look good. Shauna and Trav, what? SBD.
Oh! Kissed my.
But back to Dirty Mexican. This bitch sells pornos.
Like mags or videos?
DVDs.
Okay.
And this is a message to Dirty Mexican. If I see another fucking porno, because you annoyed the fuck out of me so bad, if I see you pull out another fucking porno, you'll be lucky to graduate, motherfucker.
Woo! That's a threat. That's not a threat. That's a guarantee.
Motherfucker be expelled putting PLC with all the other freaks.
Which we have one later on in the show!
Yeah! That's why I'm anxious to get to the break so we can start doing it.
That's like the funniest thing.
It's the funniest.
What's sad is I know what he's talking about.
We'll talk about that coming up.
Liz and Joe's.
But we have to get to, even though the sex is bad, Liz has a hygiene problem. Wow, that's a cool move. But anyway, we got to get to the rednecks, man, at our school.
South Georgia?
South, the sub-southern rednecks.
Yeah.
As Chris put it, the sub-southern.
We are sub.
How are we sub-southern?
Florida rednecks?
No, Florida's Florida Yankees. It's Southern Yankees.
No, there's some Florida rednecks, too.
Yeah.
Hugh's dad.
Well, once you get past Tallahassee, there are none.
Yeah, just Haitians and stuff like that.
Havana's full of them.
Havana. It's Havana, dumbass.
Havana.
Havana.
Havana is the sub-southern redneck way of saying it. But every time I pull into the school parking lot, these bastards just have to stare at me.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That scrawny motherfucker, he better be packing because he ain't got nothing else going for him. He's a goofy motherfucker. He's like he's like the expression that damn Jeff Foxworthy made. If he's got big hands or big feet or a big nose, well, I tell you what, he better be packing, because that's one goofy looking guy.
For real.
I mean, the truth hurts. I mean, what the fuck is this video? It looks like Mr. Han. But it's a Black Eyed Peas video.
That's the gayest people.
I know. They were so unpopular until they got that girl. And the music still sucks. I just like,
for real.
I just like the video to watch her shake her ass. Is that sad?
No.
That's what I thought, bitch. But Redneck Eminem, we gotta get back to him, back yeah. to episode...
Come on, you're a genius, come on!
Six. Yeah, episode six.
Okay.
Episode six. Also, while we're doing this, the eating thing will be back. The unreleased eating where I only ate 11 chicken nuggets out of 50.
Yeah, pansy.
The thing will be, Wendy's has a new combo, 10 chicken nuggets and a biggie fry and a drink. And so that's going to be, how long can I eat that? How long will it take me to eat that?
Okay.
That's going to be the next thing. So, coming up soon. We'll work out the details. Work out like a punishment if I don't do it within a certain amount of time, you know?
Yeah. That's going to be cool.
Come up with a punishment where I have to take like a mouse trap to the ball sack or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be the one implementing that. But
here's a clue to the Obi and Anthony fans. Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Who?
Just
who?
Remember yeah. that. But Redneck Eminem, the fucker can't drive. In between the parking lots, there's a little grass part.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a big dip from the pavement down to the grass.
Yes.
And he drags the front end when he backs into it. So, he didn't back in straight, so he pulls all the way out, drags the front end again, then backs in, drags front end again, and he does this four or five times. And we're just sitting there like, okay, sooner or later, he's going to realize that he's fucking his car up. And wondered why, later on during the day, he had trouble cranking it up.
Duh!
I think he knocked everything loose.
Duh!
And his joints have started popping, and I'm sure that car doesn't even have 100,000 miles yet. I mean, my car didn't start popping like that till it got 120,000.
Oh, no.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Because those things only last 200,000. So, anyway. You can tell we really don't have anything.
Damn my ear itches.
I hate this Black Eyed Peas video. She isn't shaking her ass.
Nope, that's what I'm waiting on.
All we do is seeing these guys acting like they could kick each other's... Oh, here we go. Speaking, you shall receive. Is she white or black?
I think she's a wigger.
Well, I don't know. Damn graphic, we can't see your ass. Look at that. What? What are you doing to us, Fuse? Oh, he got dissed. He got owned.
Damn!
Her boobs kicked her. Nice. Anyway, we gotta take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna find out what extreme gaming is all about.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm a little bit slow. I just consistently incorrect.
What if I wanted to break? Laugh it all off in your face. What would you do? What if I fell to the floor? Couldn't take this anymore. What would you do?
Welcome back to the Untitled Show. It is time for Extreme Gaming.
You look like you're doing like sex. You're all feeling on yourself.
I know. Now I got a rod.
Got a boner. No, it's just a seam in your pants, man. You got to know about the store.
Oh, sorry. Well, Saturday night I was with the local college's computer club. Computer club.
Not nerds.
Not nerds. Nerds!
Phenomenal.
And
I finally sang it right.
They were playing a game called... Wow, my scratch up tickets. They were playing it... Damn. They were playing a game called Resident Evil 4.
2005 Game of the Year. I have beat it 6 times. Go out and buy it now. It's freaking awesome, dude.
And let's just say this kid...
But I don't get this freaked out about it.
Yeah. This kid playing... Oh, my God. I have never seen this kind of reaction out of anyone before playing a game. I know I've done some pretty intense gaming, but... Must bow down before the master of extreme gaming.
For real.
Take a listen to this bastard.
Oh, knock it down!
She can't!
Knock it down!
Perfect!
Stop it! Good job.
Okay, Shayna.
Good job, Shane, up there.
I'd have died.
We were dying. We were like,
oh god,
he cannot be.
I wish I'd have been there.
We were like, he's got to be faking this. There's no way this is real. But he was doing this way before I pulled out my microphone.
Dude, if I were there, he wouldn't have anything to yell about because I'd be beating it so easy. I get it so damn fun though.
But he was the best one, and I think this next clip is when I was playing, and this was what he was saying.
Run, run, Bart, run! Get it, gonna rape you with a big old dildo. Run, Bart, run! Shotgun it. Ammo. God, that was beautiful.
I hear a shotgun going
off. Help!
Help!
Ah, you're dead! No, you're not. Mix it with the red. Now use it.
Man! What is that whole thing, mix it with the red?
Why are you asking me?
Because you say you, sadly, you know about
okay.
All this.
There is.
Put my scratch levels down.
There is. On that video game, your health is red, yellow, and red potions. Green. You can mix the red, yellow, and green all together and make it like a better potion. Brings back more of your health. And he's saying, mix the red with the green to make it like, so you can get more of your health up. It's like freaking retarded, man. Dude, I gotta play with this guy. Is he, like, good at this game?
He's good.
Dude, I'll stomp him.
He's good.
I promise I'll stomp him. That game is so freaking easy.
Well, I think this is very intimidating.
Blow him up! Kill him! He has boom boom stick! Boom boom stick! Make him boom boom boom!
Boom boom into the boom boom.
See, I told you he didn't try to rape me. Run! I'm not glad enough. Oh, I just Shoot that guy
right there.
Kill him.
Oh, damn.
Shoot him. Right on.
I'd have died, dude. Dude, I want to play with this guy for real. Hook me up. I want to play with this dude.
And think about this. We were there from noon to midnight. This was only at 4 o'clock. And I ran out of tape about 6 o'clock. He got even crazier.
Did y'all beat the whole game then?
Yes. He got even crazier.
Did y'all have, like, good guns?
Yes.
Well, did y'all, like, replay
we unlocked every character.
Oh, this one must be Mercenaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, this wasn't the real video game.
It wasn't the real video game.
We were
just playing Mercenaries with the clock and the... Yeah, it's a good game, though.
Mercenaries. You hear a chainsaw? Get the bonus time.
Ah!
This time and hit the boom box.
That's right. That's a good idea. You know that?
Woo!
Well, she's gonna get shot in her
damn
back.
Thing. Ah, what? Where'd she come from? Yeah. Click, click.
I got your
name.
I love your
name. Dude, I got a phone.
Your name's a good boy.
Hey, how you like the marbles there, dang old man? I tell you, that got a hurt. I got a heart
like
a dang old man, I can tell you what, you got blood with the goddamn old man, little
boy, dang
old man, I got
the
old
dang
old man, I tell you
what,
dang old man,
I boom,
man.
Oh, dude, I've got to play with this guy.
While he was doing all that, he was spitting all over my arm holding the mic. I was, dude.
Fuck.
Oh,
man,
you
got been hit! You got Oh, fuck that, I'm out of here. That was a shitty run. But, damn it, I died.
Dude. I'm running out of stuff to say. I just want to play with this guy, I've got to hear this.
You want to play with him, what?
I've got to play this game with this guy, I've got to hear this junk.
Ugh.
Kill people!
Kill people.
Dude. Oh god.
Oh man, if you were not there, you are an ass. You should have been there.
God, y'all should let me come, dude.
We're trying to plan another one this month. And what we're going to do is we're going to try to have like a whole weekend thing starting that Friday night.
Gosh.
Just keep on partying.
Dude.
We had three huge projectors set up.
Are you playing on projectors?
The PS2 was in the conference room with a huge LCD screen, and we had three Xboxes at a student center off projectors.
Damn, man.
It was freaking unreal.
I gotta bring my GameCube and play like Smash Brothers. I bet that joker would freak out.
And it was only $5 to get in for 12 hours, and we were eating like all night, like burgers and hot dogs, everything.
How many people were there?
About 20.
Damn,
about
man.
About 20, 25. It was actually pretty good. We were expecting only about a couple of these people to show up.
Damn, man.
See, being a computer nerd is not all that bad. We have our fun.
God.
They're coming for you!
Dude, this is freaking...
Yes, I have found a new soundbite.
Dude, new soundbite for real.
New soundbite.
Good, good.
Yes, new soundbite. Thank you, Daniel.
Aww.
Oh, wow. What new Avenged Sevenfold video. Ooh. Damn.
We didn't pop up, though, but damn.
Damn. I don't care. This is a different show, but I don't care. I just like the video. Now, this band started off as a Christian band.
Yeah, look at them now.
Now look at them. They're all about sex and women. I love them. I hate their music, but they kick ass, though.
They're coming from all over to rape you! They're going to rape you! Boomstick! He has boomstick! Turn around and shoot the boomstick!
Boomstick
boom!
Boomstick boom!
Gosh.
There's a guy walking around with a stick of dynamite. You shoot him and everyone blows up. And he was like, oh, don't shoot him now, he blow you up too.
No, man, you don't want to get but a little bit of ways and him blow up.
Get the kill. We all gonna die! We all gonna die!
Dude, gosh.
Only five.
Wait, she ain't dead.
Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh,
come on, she was like sad till they got to die.
This guy's retarded.
Fucking
this guy's retarded.
He's hysterical. How could you hate this guy?
God.
He's crazy. Shoot him! Man! Come on! Come on!
Do it!
Do that, do it!
Oh.
Wow, that was like looking wrong. You don't want to do that. Woohoo!
Shoot her in the fucking
dude, man.
Oh, I got it.
Shoot her in the fucking head, man! Come on! Come on!
Do it!
You can't do it at all! You can't!
Oh,
wow, that was like looking wrong. You don't want to do that. Woohoo!
This guy's retarded.
Oh! She's right there at the door, man! She's at the door! Oh! Oh, man! You wanna die, honky! You wanna die! Oh, shit! Shotgun! Shotgun! That saved your ass! Get the shotgun! 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 Shotgun!
He needs help. He needs help.
Shotgun!
He needs help. He needs help.
That's me! Say, he needs help! Somebody help this man! Oh, my God. Imagine 12 hours of that!
Dude, my head would have been like banging because I'm yelling in my ear. God, I'd have jawed him in the face.
Oh shit! Run for your life! Run for your life!
Oh,
she doesn't hit that hard. They kill you.
Dude, if he's yelling in my ear and
he was
me what
so loud they closed the door on us. The security guard from the college came in and closed the door. We were so loud. People outside the college could hear us. Because we had the access, the back door open. They closed the door. It was so hot in there, we opened the door to let the cool air in because it was raining that night.
Yeah.
And they closed the fucking door on us. Because people across the street were calling and complaining about the noise. This guy yelling so loud, they could hear him all the way across campus.
Oh, shit! Run for your life! Run for your life!
Oh! Wait, that's the same one.
They kill you.
Okay, here we go.
Dude. Who said that? Dude, I'd pay $12 to just go sit and listen to this bitch.
And it was only $5.
Or $5 just go sit and listen to this bitch.
Damn, look at the ass on her.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Wow. Now take off your bra! Okay, this is the last one.
Ah! Wow, where the fuck did she come from? She come from her ass!
Dude. This is freaking weird. I played a shitload of video games, and I've never got that freaky over them.
You've never got that freaky?
I've been scared the piss out of myself.
You scared the piss out of yourself.
Yeah, man, I was like playing Resident Evil. I was actually playing the game, not the Mercenaries. I beat the real game like all the way through like 6 times. And I was sitting there, me and my friend Derek was sitting there playing. I opened the door to this room, and I knew there was a guy in there. I was like, there's a guy in here. I gotta get my gun up. So I like walked in, and he didn't run, so I was like, where's he at? So I turned and walked in the door, and he was standing like a foot away from me, like just standing there looking at me. I was like, bitch!
We're watching Dedicate Live on Fuse, and Mark, from wherever you are in Alabama, fuck you too. Fuck you too. Motherfuck.
I missed it. What was it?
It was to us. It was to TUS. The Untitled Show. He had it to TUS Bainbridge, Georgia.
Bastard.
Motherfuck.
Kiss my white pearly ass.
If you're gonna knock us, you could at least put a website, tell people not to go there.
Yeah. Then more people would go there.
Love us, don't hate us. I'm just a boy. And we have to go. We're out of time.
Aww.
Oh, damn. This show's like 90, about 30 minutes shorter than the last one was. The last one was an hour and a half.
Oh, that's how this show was. Long as fuck.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
Everyone loved the fat camp. That's why I had to do the extreme gaming.
God, man.
We're going to try to do something like that every show because people love it so much. But that is it for us. We're going to leave you with a little My Chemical Romance. It's I'm not okay.
I'm not.
Are you okay?
No.
Me either. I don't think any of us are okay.
If you're listening, shit.
If you're listening to the show, you're not either.
No shit.
You guys enjoy, and we'll have a new episode in about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, peace out.
Forums, WTOWshow.net. Enjoy. Bye. I'm not
me. I'm never.